special online at topdressing.com. Call 888-850-1850. That's topdressing.com.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking. The my New York Mets, Ramona, won last night. They did win.
Oh yeah.
But we only have one starting pitcher, and now we have to play the Marlins, who have really great starting pitching, and it's all aimed right at us. We are one game up. We don't win the tiebreaker with anybody. We lose the tiebreaker with the Reds. We lose the tiebreaker with Arizona, although that could still change. It's sort of a funky tiebreaker. But basically, we have to finish a game up, which is right where we are now. We have to finish a game up to get in the playoffs. And my view on all these teams is this. I think you just want to get in the playoff because the Mets suck. Quark's Reds suck. Arizona sucks. But the good news for all those sucky teams is that I think everybody sucks. So
it's an even playing field.
Right. So if you get in the playoff, it's conceivable you could still win the whole thing because I don't think there's a good team in the field. I mean, if there is, I don't know who it is. I mean, I guess some might say Philadelphia, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I just don't think there's a... I mean, the Mets have basically owned Philadelphia for the last 3 years, except for this recent series. So, I just want to get in. That's how I view it. I want to get in. Now, look, I freely admit, we have no starting pitching. We have no middle relief. That's a hard way to win. We have the great Edwin Diaz, but somehow you got to get to him, which is the problem. You know, I think he may be the second greatest closer in the history of the game, but you've got to find a way to get to him. And unless the Mets score like 10 runs every game, I don't know how they're going to do that, because we have one pitcher, McClain, the kid who threw last night. He's filthy. But everybody else sucks. I mean, David Peterson, who is supposed to be our guy, whose ERA is 3 the last 2 years, his ERA since August 1st is like 8. And, in the last outing, he pitched to like 5 guys and got knocked out. So, I guess the good news for the Mets, in theory, is that he's available, because, 3 nights ago, he pitched like 3 guys, 5 guys. But the Marlins also think that's good news, because he has an ERA of 8. So, I don't know. The Marlins weren't eliminated until last night. The Marlins were actually still alive. The Marlins have played good baseball. I'm not optimistic about my Mets. I'm actually more optimistic that the Reds in Arizona might suck worse than the Mets. I'm not optimistic about my chances of, what you'd like to do is just go down to Miami and sweep the Marlins, and then and then you're in. It doesn't matter what the Reds and in Arizona do.
That would help.
But I am under no illusion that we are capable of doing that. Therefore, I'm planning on needing the fact that the Reds and the Diamondbacks also suck.
Yeah. Just in case.
It's not in case. That's actually my main plan. My main plan isn't go sweep the Marlins. That's not my main plan. My main plan is win 1 of 3 against the Marlins and expect the Reds.
One out of three?
Yeah, because I'm going to expect the Reds to win 1 of 3 and the Diamondbacks to win 1 of 3. I'm expecting the Reds to win 1 of 3 against the Brewers and the Diamondbacks to win 1 of 3 against the Padres. That's my main plan. So that's not good.
Wow.
Yeah, that is not a good plan. I was thinking about this. If you really think about where Clemson's been of late, and I think this is why you have to look at this situation. I think Dabo Swinney needs to take a hard look at this whole situation, because the reality is that when is the last time Clemson was actually a legitimate threat on a national stage? I mean, it's 2025. It obviously won't be this year. So the first time it can happen again is 2026. When is the last time Clemson was a real legitimate threat on the national stage? 2019? Is that when it was? Because it wasn't last year. I think everybody knew that team was not winning any national championship last year, even when they got in the playoff. Right? So it's been, 6 years since you really felt Clemson was a legitimate team on that stage? So now the question is, how do you get back to that stage? And you had another decommit. And I don't think Dabo Swinney owes these kids anything anymore. I think he has viewed it that way. I think it's a noble idea. I think in a utopian world, I think that makes sense. But we don't live in that world. We live in a world where I don't know that Dabo Swinney's loyalty has been rewarded, either from returning alleged star players or from recruits that were committed. This word decommit. It's an interesting word. There's really like no such thing. It's like a recruiting word, decommit. There's only commit. So I don't know. Tess says, does Dabo change or does he just walk away because he's convinced his way would still work and it didn't? I could see it going 50-50. No, I think that Dabo Swinney's going to attack the transfer portal. That's what I think. I mean, I may be wrong, but I think he adds like 8 guys. That's what I think Clemson's going to do. And I think that would be good. I think that would be the thing. That would be the next step. I think Dabo Swinney saw a close-up this year that none of the 3 players, no matter what you think of them, that none of the 3 players were culture destroyers. If anything, they seem to enhance the culture. Certainly Will Held has enhanced the culture. We haven't seen enough of the other 2 guys. I'm hoping we see more of Tristan Smith then. I'm hoping we see more of Tristan Smith at that point. Ted said made the playoffs in 2020 with only four teams. I think you have to say that was a legitimate threat, even though they got blown out. See, I wouldn't, because I just don't think they were good enough. So that's how I would view it. But I guess that same season. Ted said, still maybe more in Kate or not in good terms. I don't know. I don't know about that. Texted one of the portal additions better be a quarterback. Look, I get it. Does anyone remember like last transfer portal cycle that I was sort of hoping that Clemson would go after Fluff Bothwell, the freshman tailback from South Alabama, because he still had 3 years to play. I just thought he was really gifted and talented. That guy is playing for Mississippi State now. And remember I said I think that those services had him rated way too low. He was way, way down. I mean, I don't know what there was not to like. He's a 230-pound back who was averaging nearly 8 yards a carry last year. So he transferred to Mississippi State, and they're unbeaten. And he's averaging 6 yards a carry now in the SEC, and he's a big part of why they're unbeaten. And, you know, I talked about him a lot and wanted – I was sort of hoping that Clemson would go after him. I thought his experience as a running back and what we saw from him as a freshman would be helpful. I think there are a lot of guys out there like that that could help this football team moving forward. And, again, I think in a world where the differences are somewhat subtle – I think that if you have, I mean, I gave this example the other day, but I think if you have two teams that are basically even, all right, let's say they're top 15 caliber football teams. One team adds 8 transfer portal players. The other adds, two. Well, I think the team with adding eight transfer portal players will beat the team that adds 2 if they wind up playing each other. I just think that's the way it is. Listen, again, in a different world, I think Debo Sweeney, and I think he's the guy who has had the best handle on this all along. I think he's been fundamentally right. I think that if the world was still as it was, I honestly think that his perspective on the whole thing has been better than anybody else's. The problem is that the world doesn't seem to be changing. You know, we keep hearing that there's going to be change, but it doesn't seem to happen. If it doesn't happen, then I think you go to that old saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. I don't think you have much choice anymore, especially after this season. That's how I view it. So I think that's how that plays out. Texas said, I'd be surprised if Dabo ever brings in a starting quarterback through the portal. Well, okay. I don't know what to make of this, all right? But all I know is this, and you can read into this whatever you want. Cade has factually been really bad through this point in the season. I mean, there are new graphs being put up all the time. It's atrocious. There's no other way around it. And yet, we haven't seen the guy who's supposed to be the starter next year at all. When the starter has been really bad, that doesn't inspire confidence in the rest of us in what Christopher Vezina is. It just doesn't. There's no way it can. Because we heard about, you know, how great he is. Well, okay, if he's that good, then he's got to be better than what we've seen so far. All right? Because there are 90 quarterbacks who have been better than what we've seen so far. So it makes you wonder, what's the truth for next year? And I don't know the answer to that. I mean, but I'm not ruling out a transfer quarterback at this point, especially if the reality is that if Christopher Vezina is not better than what we've seen thus far, then Clemson has an enormous problem at quarterback next year. So I think that's the fact of it. And, you know, what you do with it. Ted said, if you keep that same portal narrative, then we're doomed next week because UNC has like 50 portal guys. No, no, those two things are not related at all. First of all, UNC's not Clemson, so UNC is not getting the type of players in most likely that Clemson would get. Secondly, UNC is a complete hodgepodge, a Frankenstein team of all sorts of elements, including their coach and gold digger. So, no, there's no comparison there. I mean, that's a completely different thing. No, I'm not advocating 50 transfer portal players. That's a completely different thing. That means you have nothing and you're replacing everything and trying to patch it all together. No, that's not what I'm advocating. I'm advocating what most of the top teams do. They add like eight guys. That's what most of the top teams do. That's what I'm advocating. So I think that's where we are in terms of that. Just said, it's funny, before the season, Dabo was being praised for sticking to his way. He's almost doing a victory lap before the season ever started. Yeah, I mean, he did hit the transfer portal. I think people were happy with that. I think that most people felt that Will Held would be a quality addition to the team, and I think he has been. So, you know, I think that that's been a positive factor. So we'll see moving forward, but I think that that's where we're headed. That's my belief. You know, I think that it's pretty clear that based on what's happened this year, that you've got to support your high school recruiting with more transfer portal players. I would look at it this way, all right? Because I think at its essence, it's this simple. You have multiple pools of players available. If you turn your back on the transfer portal pool of players, then you're not only not benefiting and improving your team with additional resources, but you're allowing others to improve their teams unchecked. And so I think that's how you have to look at it, to my way of thinking. All right, we'll take a quick break. Noles fan, you're up first when we get back. Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage, we'll be right back.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at NewtonScottSC.com.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Attention Roar listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? With our friends at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with their Metabolic Reset System, their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. They're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results, and I can speak to it because I lost over 50 pounds on the program 2 years ago. There's no starving, there's no endless workouts, and there's none of those risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks that dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off forever. And for our listeners right now, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee, you'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free, they'll even cover the cost of your food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. But don't wait, this guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. That's right, the next 25 callers. So call 864-644-1900 right now and mention the code New Year. That's 864-644-1900, PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Hey, it's Desmond Howard. You want to win the weekend? It all starts with the tailgate. And for me, that means Kingsford Charcoal.
They've been bringing the flavor, the smoke, and the heat since 1920. No wonder they're still the gold standard of grilling. So fire it up, feed your crew, and let the smoke do the talking. Kingsford, the king of the tailgate. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We're back. We'll give you a Ryder Cup update at some point. It did not go well for the American side this morning. It was going a little better this afternoon, last I checked. But we'll give you an update on that at some point. It's going to be primarily a college football show today, though. We have lots of games to go over. We have to go over all the contest games, all the games for the weekend. We're going to break them down in great detail. And those games start tonight. I mean, we have two really interesting games tonight. And we have an enormous weekend of college football. I mean, this is one of the best weekends of college football for the season. I know some people are a little down because of the way Clemson's performed to date, but it's still an amazing weekend of college football that, of course, will be topped by the creme de la creme, which will be the Oregon at Penn State game, Oregon at Happy Valley, Saturday night, starting at 7:30, in a game that might ultimately decide the national champion. Knowles fan, how are you, Knowles fan?
Whoa. got a big game tonight, Walt.
Yeah, big game.
A little nervous, I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, well, I'm
not
going to
disrespect Virginia. I think they can move the football.
Oh, no question.
I think they have a good team. I do think the difference is going to be, I think our defense is a little better than their defense, and I think we'll get some stops. I think we'll get more. I mean, NC State did gash that defense pretty good when they played them, and I think with the playmakers and with the kind of offense we run, I think we can gash.
Well, slow down a little bit. NC State
go ahead,
did gash them. They put up 400 yards, but NC State's good offensively. I mean, NC State is a very talented running back in Hollywood Smothers and a very talented quarterback, and they have talented receiver. So you know they're. I'm not sure you can look at that and say, well, you know, that's meaningless. The other thing is
not
this.
Not meaningless, but
well,
similar,
hold on, hold
talent,
on, hold on, hold on.
I'm saying.
The other thing is this, is that Virginia, in a way, is probably a better offense than Alabama because Virginia actually has legitimate running backs. And the Taylor kid is gifted, is talented. And Alabama had no running back whatsoever when they faced you. So, you know, that's an element of the game that we can't really account for yet because we've not seen Florida State face a running back yet. You've not faced a running back on the season. So you're
100%. Yeah.
Your rush yard defense is meaningless right now. We're going to find out about that tonight. But I would basically agree as of now. I think that Florida State's defense is where I see the difference, and we'll find out if that's still true at the end of the night. All right, go ahead.
It's a Friday night game at Virginia. I mean, they're going to be pumped, and it's our first road test. You know, we haven't left Tallahassee. You know, this is none of the games. We've all been at home, and I'm going to give them credit. I'm leaning like a 37-27 game.
I think
I think Florida
exactly.
State can score 30. I said that at the beginning of the year. I said I do think Florida State's offense can score 30 every game. And I think this is another game they can score 30, and our defense can hold them under 30. But it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be a tough matchup. But I do think Tommy has a good game, and that's what it's going to boil down to. You know, Tommy can't throw two interceptions and get us down or nothing. You don't want to be
look,
down on the road.
I think it's his ability as a runner that if there's a difference in this game tonight, I think it's Castellanos' ability as a runner. I think from what I've seen of Virginia.
How many rushing yards does he need, Walt, to win, you think? If he has how many rushing yards, Florida State wins. Where do you at? What number you at?
I think he's got to be around 60, somewhere in that in that range. And
similar to the Bama game.
Yes, and I think that he's. I think one of the things I see with Virginia's defense so far is that they have had some issues with mobility at quarterback. Now, obviously, they've got film now, and they know what Florida State wants to do to an extent. So. You know, you would think that they would be prepared for Castellanos. Now, you can be prepared for Castellanos and still not be able to deal with Castellanos. And I thought Melzon did a great job of keeping Alabama off balance. I'm going to be interested to see whether he can keep Virginia as off balance.
And one thing on that, Walt, do you think – I think we just have a lot of playmakers to choose or to plan for.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you plan for Tommy and his abilities, you've got to plan for Deuce Robinson. You know, Danzy made – he made plays against Alabama and obviously the other two cupcake schools. But, I mean, you know, he seems to be a playmaker, a track star that's really coming out that can catch the ball and run fast, which is good. You know, so, I mean, I feel like we have multiple playmakers on the offense, which makes it tough to to plan against, although there is film out there. But
yeah, look, we're going to find out. Look, I put you higher than anybody else did, but it's based off
of... you've been fair.
It's based off of one game. I put you fourth in the map poll, which is higher than anyone else has you. But that's going to be put to the test tonight. So we'll see by midnight whether you're still four. I think it's going to prove one of two things tonight. Either I ranked you in the right place and everybody else had you a little bit too low, or I had you too high. We'll find out.
We're not going to let you down. Well, I'm going 37-27. The Noles pull it off. Thank you so much for letting
me get
in.
Thank you, Noles, man. I think it is that type of game. I think it's that type of game exactly. And that's pretty much the exact score I've been thinking about, by the way. So we'll see how that all plays out. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. I hope y'all are.
Yeah, I'm well. Thank you, Robert.
And I hope y'all have a great weekend. Just go ahead and get that out of the way. I hope all your football picks and wishes come true.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, man, I just want to say it's really cool to have someone to talk to who actually votes in a national poll, just to bounce stuff off of. I mean, that's cool. I really like that. I'm glad you're participating in that.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Before I get to football, I got a basketball question. You talked to Brownell, I guess, the day before yesterday. And Coach Brownell, you've said before, I think, he likes to run that high-low offense, right?
Yep.
On paper, does he have more pieces this year to do that than I think he's ever had, considering that Wiggins never panned out, and last year he had a piece, and the year before that he had a piece, but now he's got, what, like two or three pieces, big men I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, because I think he's had that, I think he's really had that every year. Of late, I think he's had multiple pieces every year. You can't do it without having multiple pieces. Two to tango. So I think he's had those pieces every year. Now they've changed a little, but look, I think that was a big question. It's a question that he had. He was worried when PJ Hall left that he wouldn't be able to find replacements, but he did. And I think once again, you have potentially those type of pieces, and that could be. Nick Davidson and Carter Welling. Those are the guys most likely to fill those roles. Now, I'm really interested to see about Chase Thompson in that regard as well, because, again, I think when I've spoken to Brad now twice in the last couple months and about this same subject matter, and both times he was quick to bring up Chase Thompson. And after the previous time, I went back to rewatch the film on Chase Thompson because he'd been out of sight, out of mind for a while, and he hadn't been a name that people outside the staff were really discussing. And when I went back and watched the film on him, I understood why. Again, he was Mr. Basketball in Minnesota. He's at 223, 224 pounds. He's been a football player, so he has that mentality. I think he replaces some of the Ian toughness that was lost. I think Godfrey will help in that regard as well. And then he has a more versatile game because he's a more gifted perimeter player in the things he can do. Face up, shoot threes, pass the ball, put it on the floor. He's a more versatile player. I think it's clear when you listen to Brad talk about the potential of this basketball team that Chase Thompson is going to play a much bigger role than people think. He didn't want to get into any talk about, potential starters or anything of that sort. But I think it's clear whether Chase Thompson starts or not, I think he's going to play starters minutes. I think that's clear.
Yeah. Well, I got a question, and I'm not sure if this is answerable, because we don't know who the starters are going to be, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. I'll see what you think of it. And it's a multiple-choice question. If Nick Davidson leads this team at the season's end in points per game, rebounds per game, and assists per game, Clemson's season will have been worse than last year, about the same or a little better or way better?
Yeah, I can't answer that, Robert. It's a good question, but I don't think it's answerable as yet because I just think, listen, this to me is the most interesting team that Brad Brownell has had. Now, I'm not.
It is. It's so exciting, right, too, man. I can't wait for the season.
It is. And part of that is because we really don't know. He doesn't really know. You know, it's how he blends all these pieces and all these parts come along. There's just so much newness from so many different areas. You know, and you got a guy like Welling who was set back by injury. But, you know, how these pieces all come together is going to be really important in the ultimate outcome here. If I had to guess, you know, I would guess that Nick Davidson would be the leading scorer of this basketball team. That would be my guess. Now, as to whether he's the leading rebounder, I don't know. You know, he's not a great rebounder. You know, he's like a seven rebound a game type of guy. You know, how that translates on this level, is he still a seven rebound? Now, look, Brad's going to need that from him. You know, at 6'10", 240, Brad's going to need that from him. Look, he's not a great athlete. I mean, his game is basically played on the floor. You know, he's not just a Danny Ferry lookalike. He's sort of a Danny Ferry play-alike, you know.
Yeah.
Now,
and listen, Danny Ferry, I mean, he didn't do too bad for himself. He wasn't the best athlete either.
No, he was the National Player of the Year. He's the number one pick. He's that kind of guy. But you know, look, Carter Welling is just a really interesting player to me because, again, I asked Brad if this would be the guy to replace the Victor Lockin ball screen coverage. And Welling, you know, he got behind. He gained weight, apparently, when he was out injured, and he's getting back into shape now. But Welling at 6'10", 225, I'll tell you right now, I don't think that, you know, I asked Brad this yesterday. I don't know that he responded to this or not, but if Carter Welling is healthy, okay, he's the best 6'10 athlete that Brad has had. This is a guy who's got a bigger body type, which Brad did acknowledge, a bigger body type than, say, a Victor Lockin. But he's a really good athlete. I mean, if you go watch the film on Carter Welling, you will see him yoke on people's heads from, you know, 10 feet from the basket. I mean, you know, he's doing those type of things. There aren't a lot of 6'10 guys who are doing that type of thing. I mean, and he was the Defensive Player of the Year in his conference. You know, now how does that translate?
To go along with that.
Right. You know, right. So I think Clemson was really happy when they landed Welling, and I think Clemson was really happy when they landed Chase Thompson. And I think both of those guys, assuming health, are going to play a really significant role in the upcoming season.
Yeah. Just right quick, some college football comments. Walt, I think it might be a weekend of underdogs. Maybe not winning, but covering. And I'm going to tell you, Florida State better be careful. I think that game's on y'all's contest, so I can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah,
is the Tennessee-Mississippi State game on the contest?
I don't think so. Ramona's shaking her head.
I'd like to hear your thoughts on that game. If I could just hang up and maybe you comment on that and what you think. I appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Robert, as always. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, you can get in. I mean, we haven't had any open lines for like 3 weeks. You can get in right now if you'd like. 654-7627. I am going to come back and continue the Clemson basketball discussion for a minute. Then we're going to move right to football, and the rest of the day will be primarily college football. We'll mix in a little NFL and, of course, your calls and comments. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions, to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main and Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPM Farms, Butchery and Market.com.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
With 24 monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Going to throw it leak. Down long, there's Wesco! Catches it at the 40! Off the race, and he goes! Touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
We'll be right back.
your head. The first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that street.
Walt Dip Tula Road Rage. We are back. Jack, I'll get to you in a second. Ramona, so how did you do with the rain last night?
I was stopped when I left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you were able to get gas without rain and lightning.
I was. How are you?
And, well, when it was raining heavily when I left. By the time I got in the Jeep, because I was driving a Black Beauty, by the time I got in the Jeep last night, it started to absolutely pour. Like I have seldom seen it pour. Now, about halfway out the highway, it seemed like it lightened up a little and it cleared up a little bit. So it was better. It got better.
Yeah, oh, good. Did you make it to the car before you got drenched?
No.
No.
No, I did not make it to the car before I got drenched. No, I was drenched. Hey, let me tell you about Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. If you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, good news. You don't have to travel to Western New York. It's right here in Malden at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. Their pizza is thicker than New York style, but not doughy. It's a perfect crust. It's baked to perfection in a stone oven. It's amazing. I had the Greek pizza. It was incredible. And the Buffalo wings, they're real, authentic, original recipe Buffalo wings from Buffalo, New York. These are the legit real thing that you cannot get anywhere else. Nowhere else can you get these. And of course, they're served with celery and your choice of ranch or blue cheese. And of course, as a good red-blooded American, you're going to choose blue cheese. Ever heard of beef on whack? Probably not, unless you're from Buffalo or you listen to this show. It's amazing. I mean, they cook this roast beef for 8 hours. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a cumberwick bun. Again, that's a sea salt caraway bun. They serve it with horseradish sauce on the side and au jus for dunking. Trust me, it's an absolute must try. Moretti says appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, which are a huge night at Moretti's, so much more. And yes, a full bar and a family-friendly atmosphere. The restaurant and bar are really divided, so they've got you covered. Look, it's your spot. Ask about the Little John Coliseum table when you're there. You have to see that. Also, as sports fans, they've got big screen TVs everywhere. There's one wall with nothing but big screen TVs. They broadcast every Clemson game, every NFL game, and every game of your team. So, in other words, if you like somebody else, all you got to do is ask. They'll put it on your monitor. How about that? I mean, that's service. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. You'll 100% thank me later. Jack, how are you, Jack?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So I want to start by just asking you some questions about the Cardinals game last night, and I don't want to take a lot of time on it because I'm sure no one in the upstate listening to your show wants to hear about the Cardinals. But I mean, it's being here, being a Cardinals fan in the upstate, you don't get to hear a lot, and I especially don't get to hear, you know, someone, like, actually talk to someone about it that, you know, understands football at a higher level like yourself. So the first half and the third quarter, we look, you know, Clemson people have been calling into the show complaining about their offense. Well, the Cardinals looked worse. The Cardinals looked like a middle school C team.
Yeah.
The fourth quarter, we turned it on. And I don't have an answer for why, but I think there's a couple things I'm upset about. One is the play calling. We get in that 14 personnel, we run the ball. That's not going to work anymore. James Conner's hurt. He runs the ball hard, but we don't have him anymore.
Yep.
Trey Benson, he is great out of the backfield. I mean, he had like 5 or 6 catches. I like that, but he's not going to stick it up the gut. He's not going to fall forward like Conner does. Marvin Harrison, he looked like Bambi until he caught that touchdown, and I think maybe that'll help him. But our play calling, it's just – I mean, I was sick watching that game. Did you get to watch any of it? And have
yeah.
you watched any of our games this
yeah.
season? And do you have any thoughts about the play calling?
Yeah, I mean, I think the play calling has been suspect at times. I don't think there's any question. But also, you know, look, Jack, the NFL is a razor-thin margin league, all right? And when guys don't play to their ability, and it leads to turnovers and interceptions like Marvin Harrison's mistakes did last night. You can't recover from that. It you know, the Seahawks have played good football thus far, And, you know, if you're going to play a team like that, you can't make the kind of mistakes that Marvin Harrison made last night. So we can talk about play calling, but, you know, we probably wouldn't be if the players made plays. And the reality is that to this point in his career, I think Marvin Harrison has been a disappointment.
Oh, I agree.
And, you know, I did not think he was the best receiver in that draft. I said it over and over. He's not the guy I would have taken. I did think he'd be better than he's been thus far. But he's been wildly inconsistent. You know, he's not a guy who's going to get separation. Remember, he refused to run. And, you know, that was a red flag, you know, and he was never a separation guy anyway, but he's a big-bodied receiver. I think what you hope for with Marvin Harrison is that he would be the next Larry Fitzgerald. I think that's the type of receiver you hope he would be. To this point, he has not been that.
No, he's been. I mean, I still have hope for him, and he's not like a – And I think just especially now with some of these receivers coming into the league and making an instant impact, you see him and it's like he's not that kind of receiver. He's not the Jamar Chase, the Jefferson, the Malik Nabers. And he's just not been that great, and it's just tough to watch because if you take – you know, if you have him, then you've got Michael Wilson and Greg Dortch, who Michael Wilson had that catch last night. I don't know where he got that from. Yeah. Dortch's explosive, but I don't love that.
Yeah.
And you've got Trey McBride who's doing all he can, but he can't do that much. And then Murray – he gets pressured, runs around, does three circles, and hopefully he doesn't get sacked.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's frustrating. The defense played good. But anyways, I'm not talking about that anymore. I have one question about I tell you, Walt, they fought back. They made it back.
They did.
I don't know how it happened. And then it's 2020, and then that – oh, and another thing. That the kickoff rule, Walt, the kickers can kick almost – 7-yard field goals now.
Yeah.
So what kind of penalty rule are you going to have to where one play is going to get you in field goal range when the game is on the line?
Yeah.
It's not – I mean, I know they should – the Seahawks should have won the game, no doubt. The Cardinals had no business winning that game. But that rule, I mean, oh, my goodness, that is a ridiculous rule, especially when field goal kickers can kick the whole field.
Yep, I would agree.
That's a talk for another time. What are your thoughts in the Arizona State game tonight? I want to take them because I like Dillingham, and I think he's – I think they've got the right attitude. But I think Josh Huber is – I just don't see any game in that Big 12 league being being over a field goal like Baylor and Arizona State was last week. I just feel like all their games are going to be, you know, decided between a point and 1 point. And I'll just take that off your head.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Look, it all comes down to the play of Sam Levitt. Huber is legitimate. Huber has a big-time arm. He's not a big guy. I'm going to be interested to see what his actual height, weight is. Because, you know, if he's 6'2 or more, then he's going to go way higher in the draft than people realize because he has a live NFL arm. But I think the reality is he's probably closer to 6 feet. Sam Levitt, the Arizona State quarterback, has been disappointing thus far. I don't think there's any way around it. What's really sort of interesting with Levitt is he's been better on the move than he has been in the pocket. And he's been given a clean pocket a lot. He's got to stand in and throw the ball better. His first inclination can't be to abandon the pocket. Now, he has a hyper-natural ability to extend plays, almost magical. But quite honestly, I thought he would have played better thus far. I do think Arizona State has taken a step in the right direction now after the loss at Mississippi State. And I think they're going to win this game against TCU. I actually think this is the most underrated game of the whole weekend. You know, we have a big slate of games in our contest. I don't think we fit this game in the contest, but this is a really good football game between two pretty good teams, two teams that I think are both top 25 quality football teams, and I'm going to be interested to see it. I love Huber. I really like TCU. I took them against SMU a week ago, but I also like this Arizona State team, and I think you've got talent at running back. I think you have two guys who can both run the ball in the Browns, and Arizona State wants to be able to run the football, and I think you're still going to see that. I think Arizona State's going to find a way to win this game. I think this is the game where Levitt takes the step forward. They're not going to win it without him. I'll say that. If Hoover, and again, Hoover's got the better arm. If Hoover rules the day, then TCU will pull the mild upset. If Levitt can be his equal, which he should be able to do at home, then I think Arizona State wins. I'm of the opinion Arizona State wins the game. I don't think it's going to be easy. I think it's like 27-24, something like that. But I think Arizona State wins. I don't know about cover. I think that line's like 3. I would not want to pick this game with a spread, but I do think Arizona State finds a way to win the game. And again, I thought Arizona State would be really good before the year. I'm a little disappointed. I was disappointed with the loss at Mississippi State. I thought they got too conservative at Mississippi State. I thought they had control of the game. They were running the ball, but they just went away from Levitt completely, which I thought was a mistake. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. No one does donuts like Krispy Kreme. The Reese family has been doing donuts in Anderson's Barber Krispy Kreme since the early 60s. That's insane. And no one does donuts like the Reese family and Krispy Kreme. They're the home of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. That's the greatest donut humanity's ever conceived of. How can it not be? They combine cheesecake and a donut. Are you kidding me? And they added a little bit of lemon. Ramona thinks it's the Oreo cookie donuts and their derivatives. I don't know, because she wolfs those away or she squirrels those away. She wolfs two of them down. Squirrels. No, you wolf two of them down. You squirrel away the others. That's what I was trying to say in English. You know, and so I've never actually tasted one of those. But you know, whether it's the hot original glaze that come fresh off the press 3 times a day, depending on the weather, they have all your hot, cold weather drinks, all of it, all the stuff the fancy coffee house has, but at real human being prices. And from a fundraising standpoint, you're never raising money with those white generic box cookies. You want to raise real money, you go to Krispy Kreme, you tell them I sent you, they'll take care of you. Church group, youth group, Hell's Angels, do it. You'll thank me later. Ramona, is there anything special?
They have the fall fair donuts, the cotton candy donut, the cream puff donut, the apple pie donut, which is the one you like.
Whoa, cream puff donut. You didn't tell me about any cream puff. It's all there at Krispy Kreme, Anderson's Barber. Go get it. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her.